So that's pretty gross. We're in a series called Soul Detox. And, you know, in everyday life, you can get gunked just like that. I mean, you're just trying to have some fun, goofing around, you get gunked. Just trying to get along with your family, and you get gunked. Trying to do a good job where you work, and you get gunked. Trying to make your kids mind, and you get gunked. And this series, Soul Detox, when you detox your physical body, you get rid of all the toxins, the poisons, and you feel better. Our soul can get toxins, too. And when you detox your soul, life gets better. So I'm Robin. I'm the lead pastor. Glad you're here. Glad if you're watching online. Eastlake is a church for everyone, regardless of your church background, or if you don't have a church background, everybody's welcome at Eastlake. And the problem with toxins is the longer you leave them in your soul, the harder it is to get them out. And they can even cause your life to get bitter. And so right in your notes, here's the big idea this weekend. Life gets better when we detox from bitterness. Here's a little part of the Bible to give it credibility. Look after each other so that none of you fails to receive the grace of God. Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many. So things get into our soul and it causes us to be bitter. Now I have an illustration today. I bought this milk earlier in the week and I never put it in the refrigerator. So it's just been out all week long. And so I was going to open it up here. We'll take a look at it. Just regular old milk. Now, you know, if you were to look at the carton and see it, you wouldn't think anything. It's like a carton of milk. You would have no idea what's going on with it. I mean, that's just like a carton of milk. But then you pour it into a glass, and it looks a little thick, but I mean, at this point, you're still thinking, glass of milk, who's got the Oreos or the brownies? But then, when you take the milk and you take a little sip on it, that is totally nasty. Blah. I want you to know, this pastor has courage. Ugh, I would die for a rock star right now. But here's the thing. When somebody sees us like this and they don't know, but then they come up and they get a swig of our bitterness, and they're like, what the heck? Because what it says in this little snapshot of the Bible, it says, grows up to trouble you and corrupt many. And you know, you may have seen that before. You're just sort of cruising through life, and then the next thing you know, like you get hit by something, you're like, what? Where did that come from? And how did that occur? And this whole series has been about how do we detox so we don't become bitter? How does that happen? We're going to look at three very practical ways. When you detox physically, there's different chemicals that you use. And when you detox spiritually, there's like spiritual chemicals. And those chemicals will detox your soul. And here's the first one right in your notes, how to detox, forgive. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ God forgave you. So I was raised by my grandparents, and they had this little proverb they used to always tell me. They'd say, treat other people like you want to be treated. I mean, who's ever heard that? You know, treat other people like you want to be treated, and that's just awesome. We've heard that before. But here's what I've discovered. It's very difficult when someone hurts you or betrays you or you get abused or something like really difficult happens, and you're like, I don't want to treat them like I want to be treated. I want them to die. I want them to hurt like they hurt me. And so, you know, even though it's good advice, the Bible has something better. It says, treat other people like Jesus treats you, which is really very different because then it's not in our own strength. I mean, if you think about the word forgive, I mean, think about the word forgive. It means we're able to give something to someone. Now here's the problem. I can't give something unless I have something. I can't give you a snowboard because I don't have a snowboard. I can't give you a snowblower because I don't have a snowblower. I can't give you a cat because who the heck would want a cat anyways? No, I'm playing. I can't give you a cat because I don't have a cat. And you know what? Sometimes I've discovered I can't give forgiveness because I don't have it. I have things that have happened in my own life. And I have ways that I've treated people. And I haven't been forgiven. And so all I have in my soul is the bitterness. And listen, on this glass right here, the only thing coming out of this glass is what's in this glass. And the only thing coming out of my soul is what's in my soul. So if I don't have forgiveness in me, there's no forgiveness coming out of me. And that's why in the Bible it says, forgive as Christ God forgave you. So now here's the point, though, because, for that to occur, I have to be willing to admit, yeah, there's some things that I've done. See, here's the trap of bitterness. It keeps me so riveted on the other person, I'm never forgiven of my stuff. My gunk, always focused on theirs, which you cannot control. But when you're able to go to Jesus for your own stuff, things that I've done to someone, and be forgiven. So I ask myself this question, who do I need to forgive? And it's not the right question. The right question is, what do I need to be forgiven of? Because as soon as forgiveness goes inside of me, I can give forgiveness to someone else. I have it. So what do you need to be forgiven of? Here's the good news every weekend. The reason we gather and the reason we get together is to just remind us I can be forgiven. You might be thinking, oh, Robin, you have no idea what even happened this week or what I did when I was 14 or the secret that I've never told anybody. And God could never forgive me. And to that, all I can say is, test him. You know, you can't fake whether your soul has been detoxed. Test it and see. Ask Jesus to forgive you and see if it's gone. There may be someone in your life, think of somebody that you've been really, like you've been trying to forgive them, and no matter how it's so difficult, no matter how you've tried and tried and tried, and you just can't forgive them. Maybe the problem isn't that you can't forgive them. Maybe the problem is you haven't been forgiven yet. And as soon as you are, if you can admit it, you'll be able to forgive them. What do you need to be forgiven of? Test the Lord. Now here's the second thing, this chemical, right? Give thanks. So the first one, you pour forgiveness into your soul and you can give forgiveness away. Detox the bitter. Second, give thanks. Here's what the scripture, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. In all circumstances is the part I don't like. Because my circumstances don't always generate a grateful heart or something to be thankful for. I mean, how many things did you go through just this week? You're like, I'm not thankful for that. That's just like totally, no way. It's easy to be thankful when you feel thankful, but in all circumstances, it's hopeful, but how does it occur? And here's what I know. Sometimes I have to choose something to be thankful about. Now, you might be thinking, that's crazy, man. Like, gratitude is an emotion. It's inauthentic if you had to choose it. I mean, like, if you choose to be thankful, I mean, that's not really thankfulness. I mean, you have to feel like you're thankful. It's not real if you don't feel it, and that's not true. Do you know that something being less or more true has nothing to do with how I feel about it? Something doesn't become more true because of my emotions. It doesn't become less true. And let's face it, sometimes circumstances in life, they don't generate thankfulness. They generate life sucks. I'm not thankful. And so how do you make a choice? And when you think about it, okay, well, like, I mean, really, if I choose it, let me demonstrate. So I brought something today. I have these three, I got two gumballs. Two red gumballs, okay? So I'll illustrate. So you say to yourself, oh, I am so grateful. My heart is pitter-patty. I'm doing a girl right now. My heart is pitter-patty. I am so grateful. He came and watched You've Got Mail with me. This is awesome. And I'm so grateful. I feel so thankful. And so, you know, the emotions there. So you there's no choice. I mean, you're just swept by the emotion, and then you drop the gratitude into the bitter soul. And okay. But then I have another one. You're like, I'm not grateful. That jerk went out with his friends to the pub and left me all alone. I don't have anything to be grateful. I'm bitter at him. He texted me, that loser. He didn't even have the guts to call me on the phone and tell me. I'm not grateful for him or my marriage or my boyfriend or anything like that. But here's the principle. I do have a choice. I can at that moment start to choose and say, well, what am I grateful for? Well, he did shower this morning. Now watch this. I do not feel gratitude. I don't even want to do it. Now listen now. Do you know when you choose to do something, even when you don't want to, it still works? Watch this. I'm choosing. And the gratitude still goes in my soul. It doesn't come flying out of there. No way, you didn't feel it. Here's the principle. Choice matters just as much as emotion. And you can choose to find something to be thankful about in your circumstances. And if you do choose, here's the principle, it will be authentic gratitude that will detox your soul. Someone was reading this dude's journal. He was like, kind of a different type of guy. He kept a journal. Guys call it journals, girls call it diaries. So anyways, he had a journal. And it was a prayer journal, and he got robbed. I mean, so somebody, you know, like, you know, hold him up, he come home, and they robbed him, took his wallet. And he got back to his house, and he had journaled this, and someone was reading it, and this is what he said in his journal. He said, God, I'm grateful that the robber didn't take my life. And Jesus, I'm grateful that the robber just took my wallet, and Lord, I'm grateful that I'm not the robber. And I thought, there it is. Regardless of my circumstances, if I'm willing to think about it and find something, I can choose to be grateful. You can always find something. And when you find something and you make the choice, even if you don't want to, it'll still work. It'll detox your soul. Now look at the third thing. So the first one, this spiritual chemical, is forgiveness. The second one is give thanks. And the third one is prayer. So three very practical things, and this will detox your soul. So if you have arrived today, and by the way, bitterness is a form of anger. So I get frustrated, or I get hurt, or I get afraid, and then I get angry. And when I don't deal with the anger, it grows into bitterness. It becomes a root. If you can catch it when it's small, when it's just a root. I had this buddy that had this tree in his backyard, and everybody warned him because the tree was pushing up the cement and the sidewalk and getting underneath his house. And everybody said, man, dude, you got to deal with that tree. Those roots are going everywhere. He said, oh, it's not going to cause anything. It's fine. And it's like, and, you know, a couple, 2-3 years, he just let these roots go everywhere. You can see them coming up out of his lawn. And one day he has a bunch of people over to his house, you know, like they're having this little party at his house. And this woman, a friend of his wife's, comes out of his bathroom, and she's completely white. And she sees him, and she says, there's something weird about your toilet. And he's like, my toilet? She goes, yeah, you really should just go look. And he goes into the bathroom, and he lifts the seat up, and there's a root coming up through it. Now, can you imagine this poor lady, when she got up out of that, she's like, I didn't do that. Who did that? You know, bitterness can cause that kind of embarrassment. And you're thinking, because if you can catch it when it's small, when you're just angry, you know, you can deal with anger with people by praying. I prayed for someone this week that I definitely have issues with. And we used to work together, and it was quite a while ago, and we didn't see eye to eye, so just decided I wasn't going to work with him anymore, and so that's just how it was. And I moved away. But as is the case, you've noticed this. You can move physically, but that doesn't mean you'll move emotionally. And I'm still angry. After a long time, I'm still mad at him. And this week, you know, it comes and goes like anger does. I keep dealing with it, and it comes back again. Anger is kind of like an onion. It comes off in layers. So this week, you know, I'm of all things, you know, I'm just just comes into my mind. I did the whole story again. You ever have that happen where you're thinking, I'm so far over this thing, I don't even care. And all of a sudden the story comes back. And here's how I know that I'm struggling not to become bitter, because it's like it's grinding on the inside. And here's how I know. Everybody has to know, like have an indicator whether or not you're moving towards bitterness. Here's mine. If I hear that something goes really good for them, I don't like it. But if I hear that something's gone really bad for them, I have like this quiet delight. I'm like happy when I hear, you know, that stuff's not going good for them. I'm like, well, of course, because they're like a devil. Nobody likes them. You know, and so that's how I know. And so here it's grinding, like bitterness. It's grinding on the inside. And I'm thinking about them, and it's just grinding on me. And so I just stopped, and I said a prayer. And it was amazing how quickly the grinding stopped. Who are you angry at? They hurt you. Any court in the land would convict them. And they are definitely locked up in your jail. Who are you angry at? And then here it comes. Here comes the bitterness. But you know, it's grinding on you. Here's the detox, is to pray for them. So I started to pray. I know this person has health issues. And so I just started to pray. I was like, Lord, let's pray you help him through the health issues and the different things that he goes through. He doesn't get sick, that he has the strength that he needs. I'm praying this now out loud. And Lord, you know, I know he has a lot of pressure in his life. He has just a ton of different things that he's always under. A lot of pressure, consistent pressure. God, would you just help him with that and walk him through that? And I just pray for him today. I lift him up. He'd have a great day. And I just pray that you would be with him. And all of a sudden, have you ever sort of like caught yourself doing something and thought, why are you doing that? You don't like him. He was like, I caught myself. And all of a sudden, I just realized, wow. See, here's what I know. I can pray things that I would never say. And so can you. I can have a certain heart for somebody when I pray that I could never have any other time. And I think it's because I'm connected with Jesus. I'm praying, and all of a sudden, kind of his heart for them gets into my heart, and then I'm detoxed. Who is it that you're angry with? And you're struggling. There's a bitterness there. If you could stop and pray. It's just saying a prayer. It's not a big, huge prayer. I'm not saying that. This part of the Bible, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God with thanksgiving. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Circle, guard your hearts and minds. I have discovered that when I am angry with someone, if I will say a prayer, it will protect me from bitterness. And I will have a peace that I do not understand. When I got done with that prayer, I was like, I can't even believe I prayed for him like that. But let me tell you something. It felt a lot better to have God's peace than bitterness. Who are you angry with? And if you'll just say a prayer for them, it'll detox your soul, because then you'll have his power. And that's the bottom line. Jesus gives me the power to detox my soul. So at East Lake, it's a place where we just readily admit, I can't do any of these things. It would be so unloving if I sent you home and said, now go get them, tiger. Go do it. Because that's not what his gospel, it's not even what Jesus is about. You know what it's about? It's about hearing it and then saying, I can't do that. I'd like to be able to do that, but I can't. You know, that sounds like I should do that, but I can't do that. Lord, would you help me? If that's ever going to happen, I need your power. Don't ever come to East Lake and leave with a list of to-dos. It'll just crush you. It'll turn you on yourself, and you'll get discouraged. We come here to remember the power of Jesus Christ that gives us the ability to do what we cannot. This isn't about working harder, guys. This is about, we started East Lake Church. We just got started in West Valley. Here's our message. It's not about working harder. It's about admitting I can't work hard enough. Now, you've been facing some things this week. Found out some stuff, going through some things, had some crap hit you, and now it's all like, here I am. And I bring this before Jesus, and I say, Jesus, I'm going to have your power. I have to have your power.